Almost Home. Written by Surprise Pink. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. To be scorned and hated was expected when a monster was wed to the king of Athens. What Asterius had no way of predicting was how Theseus would respond. As he stepped over the threshold of the bedroom he shared with the king of Athens, his head spinning and his body shaking, Asterius found himself thinking this. He'd experienced worse. The wounds on his head and neck were no deeper than those the neighborhood children gave him with rocks and sticks when he could barely toddle. The words he'd heard were no harsher either. Monster, abomination, freak. Childish insults, all. It just happened that the men and women who had harmed him tonight hadn't quite outgrown their childishness. Athens was still new to him, not yet a home. The king assured him that their political marriage would force the people to respect Asterius despite his form, and to some degree it had been true. But humans were cruel to those who were different, and especially to those they recognized, not incorrectly, as beasts. This body he'd been born into was his burden to bear. Their engagement had been hasty, as these things tended to be when they were arranged behind the backs of the betrothed out of an understandable concern that no royal would ever agree to wed such a beast. Their marriage bed remained cold. Asterius refused to touch his husband, not sure he could cope with the sight of a man flawless as a marble statue shivering at the touch of his fur-covered hand. But the Minotaur was at least allowed into it. He slept on the side opposite from the king, neither of them ever attempting to touch the other. His husband appeared to be asleep when Asterius stepped into the room, but at Asterius's heavy footfall, he sat up too quickly. "You're back. I was waiting for you." Asterius preferred not to read much of anything into the king's apparent interest in seeing him. Pretending to like Asterius was part of their lie together, just like Asterius pretending that nothing had happened would be.
"I'm back," he agreed. "The river you mentioned was as nice as you said it was."
"Of course. You'll find many beautiful sights here, I guarantee it." In the dim candlelight, the king could barely see him. That was good. Asterius could find a way to dismiss himself and clean up elsewhere without bothering his husband. He shouldn't bleed on the king's expensive rugs or bedding. "But... wait." The king stopped short, narrowing his eyes. He had noticed. It was too late now for Asterius to deny that something had happened, but he raised his hand to cover the worst of his wounds regardless. Theseus stood on the bed, so that he could be at an even level with the Minotaur, and forced him to pull his hand away from his wound. If Asterius had truly tried, he could have prevented it, but he couldn't bring himself to deny the king anything. The king's face shifted, from curiosity to concern to fury. Asterius thought to apologize for inconveniencing him.
"Who did this to you?"
Theseus hissed, his voice suddenly dripping with a venom like Asterius had never heard before, not even from those who hurt him.
"Nobody I know, King. It's nothing."
"It's not nothing. You're hurt."
The king pushed Asterius's hand away, but only to dash to the nearest of his several trunks. From it he pulled a chiton, seemingly the first one he touched. Asterius's throat felt dry. He couldn't be. Practically leaping to stand on the bed once more, Theseus placed the chiton onto Asterius's wound, applying what had to be as much pressure as he could manage. This wouldn't do.
"Don't," Asterius said, though he knew that it was too late. The king had acted on impulse, and he would regret it later, when the fine, soft fabric ended up impossibly stained. You'll ruin one of your nice things.
I have plenty of nice things, Theseus said, more loudly than he needed to when Asterius was so near. But I only have one husband.
You're upset.
Not at you, but an attack against my husband is an attack against myself as well. Such a thing is unheard of, and it is unforgivable.
Asterius couldn't tell how much Theseus was helping to patch his wound, but he supposed if he was still conscious, he couldn't have lost very much blood. He was large. There was plenty to spare.
Still, there are doctors here. You ought to call on one of them rather than fussing over me yourself. And this isn't unheard of. It's happened before.
To a common person, plenty. Daily, I'm sure, though each act of violence is a tragedy. But to a prince consort...
No, this was not an attack on a prince consort. It was an attack on a monster.
It occurred to Asterius then that he'd never referred to himself in this way in front of the king. The term always sat at the tip of his tongue as an obvious truth that everyone around him was too polite to speak aloud, lest it unlock some hidden, monstrous rage within him. Theseus began to tie the ruined cloth around Asterius's head. Though the shape was wrong, it functioned well enough as a makeshift bandage.
"Do you see yourself as a monster, Asterius?"
he asked, voice uncharacteristically sober. It was the first time Asterius had heard such a tone coming from him, and it caused an uncomfortable feeling in his belly. The king was supposed to be spirited, vivacious, like the hero that he was. It was bad enough that his relatives in Minos had agreed that this marriage would be good for him. Now Theseus's beast of a husband was causing him distress as well.
What I think doesn't matter. Not to them. They see what they see and believe what they will believe. I don't enjoy it, and I don't agree with it. But it's the role I was born into.
He'd accepted it long ago, when he was still but a boy. A few attacks by the people who are supposed to be his subjects hurt, but no more than he was used to. Theseus's eyes were hard now, glaring at Asterius.
That isn't good enough.
My apologies for upsetting you, King.
No, this isn't your doing.
And yet you are upset still, because of me.
Theseus sighed and touched Asterius's barely bandaged wound. The touch wasn't hard enough to hurt, but Asterius still flinched. The Minotaur was used to being ridiculed and harmed. Accepting tenderness seemed far, far harder.
"We have much to learn about each other, I think," Theseus said.
His forced grin was most likely an awkward, unsuccessful attempt to diffuse the tension. How could it ever be affection?
For tonight, though, you should sleep. By my side tonight, as my husband deserves. Tomorrow we can discuss who did this to you and how to handle their misstep.
Asterius thought on this for a long moment as the king watched him, seemingly searching for signs of agreement or else of displeasure. In truth, Asterius wasn't quite sure what he felt, but he liked the sound of going to sleep, and of agreeing with Theseus. Everything about the king's room was too grand, and the bed most of all. Big enough for a dozen men, or one man and one bull man. Asterius laid down, and as he had done each night for as long as he could remember, tried to will himself to relax. Theseus eyed him for a moment, as though he was trying to determine the best way to lie next to a beast of a man without utterly humiliating himself. He decided, eventually, to mirror Asterius's position and face him, his hand slipping into Asterius's. It should have felt wrong,
Asterius thought. It didn't. Soon, Asterius heard the king's breathing slow beside him. He could have pulled his hand away then. Theseus surely wouldn't question it if their fingers didn't stay laced the entire night. He should have. He'd done nothing to deserve this comfort. But he couldn't bring himself to lose the small sign of affection, one he'd never thought would be extended to him. In the darkness of the deepest night, with the sound of the rain pelting the walls outside, Asterius was finally beginning to find his way home. End. Thank you for listening.